Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Good evening. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you throughout the land. I pray all is well with you mentally, physically, and spiritually. If not, we're going to touch on those bases tonight. We're going to feed you the word of God to increase your spiritual, physical, and mental health. And we're going to talk about issues that's on the brain that we want to talk about. We're going to pull it out of you tonight. Let's just get busy. It's time for Breaking Chains. God bless you. Good evening, sir. Welcome back to the show. Pastor Jackson, glad to have you here tonight, sir. Can you open up with prayer, please?
In the name of Jesus, God, a great evening to you, sir. Let us take a few seconds before we go to the throne of grace. In Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to grace your throne. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do. We just praise your holy name. We lift your name on high, Lord. And Jesus, God, is pray in this manner. First, asking God for forgiveness for everything that we said or done that was speaking through his sight or through his hearing. And again, Jesus told his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord, just thank you, Lord. Choose in us, Lord God. You said, who will I send? And we said, send us, we'll go. So, Lord God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our Spirit and our Redeemer. Lord, we pray that we say something on this podcast tonight to glorify you, to lift your name on high. We ask that we say something on this podcast tonight that will lift your people up, Lord God, that will give them hope, that will give them encouragement, that will give them the mindset to just continue to press towards the mark that is found only through you, Lord, the high call of God. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to just praise you, to thank you, Lord God, glorify your holy name. We know if it had not been for the Lord, you, Lord and Savior, on our sides, we know where we would be. We know without a doubt it would be jail or hell, Lord God. But you saw fit to choose us. For your words, if we did not choose you, you chose us. So thank you for the cross, Lord God. Thank you for the bloodshed. Thank you for the cleansing. Thank you for the deliverance, Lord God. Thank you for lifting us up, Lord God, picking us up and turning us around, placing our feet on solid ground, Lord God. Thank you for equipping us. Thank you for giving us the problems, Lord God. Thank you for the arm of God. Thank you for bringing us. Thank you for the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Thank you for shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel. Thank you for giving us the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. We say thank you, Lord God. And we ask that you continue to heal the land, Lord God, that we turn from our weird ways, Lord God, so that you may hear from him. We thank you for what you've done thus far, Lord God. We thank you for the decrease in the number of deaths from COVID-19, Lord God, our life, as well as our family and friends, Lord. But we ask that you continue to touch the hearts of those that have lost loved ones, Lord Jesus, during this pandemic, Lord God, during this crisis, during this virus, Lord God. Help them to understand that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So, Lord God, as we prepare to encourage your people, we ask that you bless us, Lord God. We ask that you take control of our minds, our bodies, our tongues, our thoughts, Lord God, that they be acceptable unto you, that we may do your will, Lord God, to glorify and lift your name on high. These are the blessings we ask in your name. Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Son and living word of God, Almighty and all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Thank you very much. Move back to that spot where we first started at because you was breaking up a little bit. I want to clear that up because we got a powerful show ahead of you. Everybody suit up. I don't know what's on your mind. I don't know what's on your heart tonight. You know what I'm saying? Remove the distractions. Get away from the enemy of Nazareth. Tell him to get thee behind you. Leave you alone because you're about to suit up and put on the full armor of God because we're about to stand up against the enemy. It's time to break. YAT Radio is signing on. I got to let you know that I'm ready. Let's go get it.
They thought they was going to kill me with all their hate. Let them horns blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only going to make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this. It's God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live, I'ma live. I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dog with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I weren't you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But this power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
To the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gon' ride till they call me home. If I should die before too long, put me on my shield, they carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready for war.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand?
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on his direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like a light camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. Put in me is trying to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference into it.
the mayhem, I can't rush them. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. Soon as the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's there to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message. No flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible. And I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds. Arriving the over the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, that's my fear. Now I'm here. And I got the heart of a lion. So give me roar. It ain't no stopping me. I'ma fulfill this prophecy. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ain't no stopping me.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. It's Breaking Chains right here on YAT Radio. Man, let me tell you something. I don't know how your day has been, but you know, God got me. So I've had a blessed day of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I got to give him all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, because without him, I wouldn't have saw this day. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be sitting where I'm sitting right now. I wouldn't be able to talk to you, none of that. You'd be looking at a casket or something, you know what I'm saying? Because he would have came and got me. But he got me breathing and living right now on a purpose, on an assignment. And, you know, we had a conversation with you on Monday evening, and a question was asked of you. Are you doing what God told you to do? And, you know, we talked about a lot of reasons why you figure that you shouldn't or you should be doing what you want to do. And so tonight, I told Pastor Jackson that, you know, he came up with that topic and he wasn't really here to be able to participate in that conversation. So I want to do a part two. You understand what I'm saying? And tonight's part two, I want to add something to it because before I bring my brothers on, they're standing by. Elder Melvin is standing by. Pastor Jackson, you know, he's standing by. And also Pastor Joseph is standing by. So we're going to bring these brothers on in a few minutes. But I wanted to say something to you, because in order for you to do what God has told you to do, you have to understand what your assignment and your purpose is. You have to understand how it is that you got here, first and foremost. Then, in order for you to be able to understand your assignment, you have to know who you are and whose you are. So there's a whole process that has to take place. See, you are at the point in your life, you know, hey, you're on this earth for a reason. So, you know, if you like over 50, if you're over 50, that you've been in training and it's time for you to step into your maturity now. And a lot of you say, yeah, man, who he talking to? But if you go to Hebrews 6, I'm going to get to the point where I'm telling you this. If you go to Hebrews 6, it starts off by saying, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that led to death and a faith in God, instruction about cleansing rites and laying on of the hands the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. Okay? So, but then he goes on to say that it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away to be brought back to repentance. To their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. So all I'm saying to you, if you're over 50, you're considered mature and an elder, and you should be very wise in the Word of God if you call yourself a child of God. Okay? So, and I say that to say this, that guess what? You have enough of that now faith, confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. You should have enough maturity in your faith to be able to show the younger generation, as Isaiah 43 and 1 tells us, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. That's what God tells us. So we should be living that type of lifestyle. And we should let them know that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, that God said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. So that means that you're supposed to look like God and be like God. And how do you know how to do that? You study the life of the Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. And then you would understand, listen, then you would understand your assignment, and you wouldn't have to be questioned whether or not you are doing what God has told you to do. Because you are living that lifestyle, and you, listen, you should have no fear. None whatsoever why you should not be living the life of Christ. You should have no hesitation in your life if you call yourself saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost. Because one thing about it that I know that the scripture tells me, the scripture says in Romans 8:38.
You better be quiet.
You so used to Romans 8:28, you forgot about Romans 8:38. That where the scripture says that I am convinced.
Man, let me get off this phone.
That nothing, no thing can separate me from God's love. Listen to what I say to you. The scripture says neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries for tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. It says us, but I'm putting me in there personally.
Amen. Make
it says
personal, Pastor.
No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate me from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
Jesus.
Did you hear what I said? So that means that no matter what is going on with me, that I should trust in the Lord with all my heart. I should not lean to my own understanding. And in all my ways, good, bad, ugly, pretty, fine, sexy, handsome, whatever you want to call it, dirty, filthy, that I should acknowledge him. And wherever I am that's wrong and ain't right, he going to make my path straight. That's what he said to me. And I'm going to cap it off with this. That song says, my season, God got me. I don't know what you heard, but God got me. And you know what?
Amen.
Guess what? Guess what?
You got him.
Ain't nothing can pluck me out of his hands.
Nothing. Because I know for a fact in the book of Psalms 19 that the scripture says the precepts of the Lord are right. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing to my soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to my eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. Did you hear what I said? The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. So all I know, if I study the word of the God, study his word, show myself approved unto him, and not be worrying about you, man, I'm going to be all right. So, part two, are you doing what God has told you to do? Or are you just doing your thing? All right, brother. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. I just had to spit that out, man. I tell you, boy, look at him. I've been holding on to that all day. I kind of used some of it in Bible study tonight. It was itching so bad, like a burning shut up in my bones. Want to say good evening to everybody. Thank you for turning us on, man. It's time to break chains. That's what we're here for. The purpose of us is to come in and stand up against the enemy, to stand in the gap for you, to intercede on my behalf, your behalf, everybody's behalf that serves and want to serve the Lord. That's what we're here. We're here to break you away from the enemy and the darkness and lead you back to the light of Christ, because we turn our light on so you can see. So we just want you to keep the faith. Want you to hang in there.
Pardon,
want to encourage you tonight to just keep the faith. No matter what you're going through, God's right there. Just trust. Just hang in there.
God.
Don't you go nowhere. You just hang in there. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. God loves you. He sent us here to tell you that. That he loves you. He got some strong men of mighty men of God right here coming to tell you tonight. And the sisters that come on, them too. But it's some strong children of God standing in the gap for you right now. Interceding on your behalf. Praying for me and praying for you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, brothers. Good evening, Pastor Jackson. You've been hanging on, sir. Welcome back to the show. Thank you, man. Opening up with prayer. Let's jump in, man. Are we doing what God has told us to do? Part two, break chains.
You know, this is so profound because I was going to bring that exact scripture up when I was God showed me that scripture today. Today, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the, and I'm going to go like you, make it personal, separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, I want to point out the first four words, for I am persuaded. And then I want to hang around the area of persuaded. See, Pastor, Radio Land, my brother's on the air with us. Godly great morning, godly great evening to you all. A lot of people are persuaded, and this is what God showed me today. A lot of people are persuaded about the power of God in the flesh only when they are in need of something from God, yet they remain uncommitted to the Spirit of God, to praise God just because, to praise God in spite of, to praise God no matter what, according to faith and accepting God's will of nevertheless. But see, I am persuaded that I'm going to be about my Father's business. Had a bad headache all day, and the enemy was like, just get you some rest, had a doctor's appointment, just get you some, but I am persuaded that nothing, not a headache, nothing will continue to keep me from coming on this podcast when I'm not feeling right, when I'm tired, when I'm beat up. I am persuaded that nothing should separate me from the assignment that God has placed on my life. I am persuaded because enough is enough, like Pastor had been saying for the last few weeks. enough is enough. And my mama used to add this, and too much is ridiculous. It's too much going on in this world for us to continue, so many people to continue to continually to stand idly by and just do nothing. I'm waiting on God. We talk about that all the time. But God is waiting on you. God has equipped us, tooled us, like we said in the prayer. It's time to be about our Father's business. It's time to let to show people that, hey, you people love to say, well, the devil is busy. He's busy because you're not on your assignment. You're too busy promoting him being busy. Well, you need to be getting busy. You say the devil is busy, and you think God is not. The earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof. He's called, chosen, and sent us. But we're too busy, some, not all, too busy promoting what the devil is doing instead of going at his head. Instead of confronting him, I don't care if they're in the pulpit to the parking lot, politics, it's time to stand up and stand out on the word of God and stop making excuses, talking about who busy, who ain't doing this. It doesn't matter. It's time for us to unite. We come on this podcast every night. I'm not here all the time, but I know that my brothers are going full force. Because it's not about me. The show must go on. It's not about me, but I'm praying with them. I'm praying for them that God will continue to empower them to speak. And I know they're going to do it with that boldness, with that confidence in God. It's time to stop letting stuff separate you from doing what God has called you to do. Time out for excuses. Don't be caught off guard when Jesus comes. Don't be caught off guard when Jesus comes. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Amen to that. Yeah. Don't be caught off G-O-D when Jesus comes. You're going to be in trouble. The door going to be closed on you. You're going to be out there like them five foolish virgins out there just stuck in the dog because it's going to be dog, boy. It's going to be mighty dog burning in hell.
Mighty dog.
Boy, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Hey, man, get these things going here. All right, want to say good evening and God bless Elder Melvin. Welcome to the show tonight, sir. Part two from Monday night. Let's get back to it. You was here, but let's get ready. Let's turn back up on that, sir. Break chain.
Good evening, everybody. Those that are in Christ, those that are not in Christ, you're still my brothers and sisters.
Man.
To the ministers behind the mic. Especially to Pastor Will, who puts this thing together. And trust me, it's not an easy task. I know it isn't. And if it wasn't for the promises that he's given us, not getting a response from the audience, there's still no reason for us not to come on the air. We're still doing our job.
Amen.
And when I think about what Jesus, his purpose was coming here, and if you know the story, what did he say? I ain't come here for nobody that ain't sick. I came for those that are sick.
Amen.
Bondage need chains to be broken. Weary, wounded, bad, poor. Now, what did he do with the Great Commission? He told him, go teach what I taught you. That's your purpose right there. So there's no excuse anymore. That is your purpose, to do what the disciples did. Opportunity comes our way all the day long. And I spoke the last time about people on the job, man, sitting down at a desk. You got all opportunity. Every opportunity in the world is right there, maybe right next to you. Just ask somebody, when the last time you really thought about my daddy? Oh, many of us get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for this day, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But after that passes, you're 8 hours out on the job. Never even think about him. Many people would be in the church service, in the assembly. They had a survey done. Majority of people don't even think about Christ. Being a musician, I used to look at people when I took a break. And so many of them on the cell phone while the minister is preaching. I'm on paper. Someday, sooner or later, my daddy used to always say, better watch it. God do get angry. You ever had the wrath of God to come upon you? I can tell you about this because it came upon me, and I wish for death. I put myself in harm's way, and I couldn't get it. And he told me, you ain't gonna know what you gonna face this. And I did. I bumped my head so much, I couldn't even get close to the wall, and the hickey's on my head, and from my head was so big, I couldn't even touch the wall. My hickey was sticking out so far. Come on, man, you don't want to be in that situation. I'm telling you from experience, you don't want to be in that situation. And the first thing, something catastrophic will happen in your life. You never think about God. You say, oh, Lord, have mercy. And I'm going to change that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I told Pastor Will, I'm very, very careful with the word I use. My dad is specific. So I like to try and use the correct words. And I'm studying. I'm learning. Lord, have mercy. Why you want me to have mercy on you? That's why you don't get nothing, because it's have mercy, not have mercy. And that's what a lot of people in the old days would say. But God understood them because of the knowledge that they had. It was limited. We got no excuse. Technology is the best product man it will ever get. You probably just do what you call improvisation, improvising. Take this little rock out, put another in a little bigger or something, get a better broadcast. But I doubt if we get any better. I think we are basically at our peak as far as technology is concerned. I don't really know nothing else they can do. And I think the other day, two men got killed riding in the new technology car, driving itself. Now, this is just ridiculous. But what part are you playing day by day? Jesus came for the sick, the poor. Just name all the negative things about people. Those things have to be addressed. The harvest is plentiful. He know what he was talking about, because there's so many people out there need help. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Are you going to be them few laborers that at least try? At least try. I told Pastor Will, I had to get two of them up because I shot my best shots to show them the right way. But they both refused to listen. So my dad said, well, listen, wash your hands, brush your feet. So I'm still waiting on them. When they get tired of bumping their heads, I'm not disgusted, because there are most somebody somewhere, trust me, is going to listen. But you know, my dad is very unique. He don't temper. He'll put you on a test, and everything you try to do seems like it fail. And many people say, well, God just want to see what you going to do. No, I'm going to change that. And I want everybody to look at it this way. God don't want to see what you're going to do. We already know. He wants you to see what you're going to do. And he wants you to see what you're not going to do. That's the way he works. That's his procedure. Oh, you already know what I ain't going to do. Oh, Melvin, now you see, that was a little too tough for you. You thought you could do it. I pray right now on this radio that I never fail him, because I know he's got Satan can't, God tests to let you see what you are made of. Now, if you're a true servant of my daddy, man, you got everything you need. You just say a song I used to sing, just open your mouth and I'll speak for you. You are a vessel. You are an instrument. I haven't seen an organ yet that I played, that I went to and have experience with. That organ wouldn't do nothing until I hit the start button. Then it wouldn't do nothing until I let that button go and hit the run button. That's the way you're supposed to be to Christ. Whenever Christ needs you, get that start, and when you don't go nowhere until he tells you what to do. And that was wrong with so many. We take off like 40 on off. He ain't told you nothing. Hey, Melvin, come here. You know what I'm supposed to do when my dad called me? I'm supposed to stand right there. Don't go nowhere until he tell me what to do. Now, he told me what to do. He don't have to call me anymore. I just go and do it. Don't succeed with all of them, but don't be dismayed. He got your back, Pastor Wishes, too. He got our back. He got your back, too, if you listen. But if you don't, who you think you're going to, what category you're going to fall under? Satan's. That's your daddy. He's not mine. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. All right, man, we're getting off to a powerful start tonight. All right, I want to say good evening. God bless Pastor Joseph is here tonight. Speaking of Pastor Joseph, guess what, everybody? He steps behind the mic on Sunday and raising the sound in his stage name, Holy Boy Real. Need y'all to turn him on this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, raising the sounds. Gospel recording artist, our special guest, Pastor Joseph Johnson. Holy Boy Real going to be cracking the mic and busting out some tunes for this Sunday, all right? All right, God bless you. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show tonight. Part two for Monday. Let's jump in it. Are we doing what God told us to do? God bless you, sir. Break things.
Hey, amen. God bless everybody. It's definitely a privilege. I just thank God for everyone. Excuse me. But, yeah, just continue to raise that standard of holiness. God has been dealing me with heavy about just raising that standard. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard up against them. And I believe if we continue to raise our standard of holiness, that is so important. God, he always choose messengers, you know, to warn his people about the judgment that's going to come, you know, about the idolatry, the worshiping idols, and just forgetting about God and stuff like that. And he'll tell them, you know, hey, I'm finna wipe them off the face of the earth. And so that's why it's so important for us to raise the standard of holiness in our lifestyle and everything we do. Because when God get ready to, you know, move, can't nobody stop him and can't nothing stop him. And you know, we want to see people receive the salvation of the Lord. So definitely continue to raise that standard of holiness because it helps us to, you know, just to enjoy the presence of the Lord, you know, just to enjoy. And we want other people to enjoy the presence of the Lord also. And the Bible, it was talking about Isaiah, how cold, the angel of the Lord put a coal on his lips. You know, it was getting rid of impurities. And, you know, when we going into the temple, back then when they went into the temple to the Holy of Holiness, no, you had to be right. You know, you had to be right. And the solution was you had to be pure, you know. But we thank God for grace. We thank God for mercy. And I believe that as we continue to walk in holiness, you know, which is the armor of God, the whole armor of God, the holy armor of God, you know, we'll be protected from so much stuff. Because the world, they're not ashamed to do this. They're not ashamed to do that. They're doing whatever they want. But continue to raise our standards of holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. That's very, very, very important. And, you know, just like the Bible said, keep the Sabbath day holy, you know, keep it holy for a special purpose. And that's how God wants us. He wants us special. He wants us to be set apart. My Lord, he wants us to be different. You know, he don't want us to be conformed to this world. Everything this world is doing now, it's like you can't really tell a difference. But as we raise that standard of holiness, and, you know, we don't have to do everything the world's doing. And the world is like it's trying to take over the body of Christ. You know, the homosexuals coming out of the closet. It's like the Christians going hiding in the closet. But as we continue to just raise that standard of holiness, when the enemy come in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. And I believe that standard right now is holiness. As we walk in holiness It's going to be a powerful presence of God on our life, just like Ananias and Sapphira, you know, when they lied to the man of God, it because the presence of God was on their life. And when people get around you and this and that, you know, they're going to be, you know, scared to lie, scared to do this, this and that, because the presence of God is on our life. You know, you raise the level of holiness, you know, the standard of holiness. I think that's very, very, very important in Jesus' name for the body of Christ and leaders. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. Thank you, preacher. You know, we are at a stage in life right now where you have a lot of people that are, you know, deceiving the people, lying to the people. And the thing about it is that a lot of the people don't know how to, you know, what is the word that I'm looking for? Decipher through all of the lies or the truth. They don't know how to separate it, right? And
think about difference.
And the problem is that you're not being able to do that because you're not studying the Word of God.
Amen.
You like using scripture. You like putting on that facade. You know what I'm saying? You may have even come across the givings and the blessings and the teachings of God's word, because that's what Hebrews 6 talks about. You know, scripture says that you've tasted the heavenly gift. You shared in the Holy Spirit. You taste the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age. You know what I'm saying? But you've fallen away. You know what I'm saying? You turned your back. There are a lot of you that have turned your back on God. There are a lot of you who have just said, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to worship him anymore. And when you read verse 10 down in Hebrews 6, it said that God is not unjust. You know what I'm saying? He will not forget your work and love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. So you don't need to give up on God because you don't see the progress of things that you want right now. You know, because you've allowed the world to twist your brain or to do something to your mindset. And you're not doing what God told you to do because you've been pulled away from God. You've allowed the world to pull you away from God. And tonight we just want you to just understand, you know what I'm saying, that the scripture says in Romans 8 and 31 that what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? What am I talking about? How wonderful God is, how awesome it is. Because if God is for us, who can ever be against us? The scripture goes on to say he did not even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Won't he also give us everything else? So you are so distracted with things around you, with the world, and trying to achieve things, that you tend to leave God out. You're trying to do it on your own timing. And don't you know everything is God's will? Everything happens based on his timing. When we think about this and talk about it for a second, when we get to talking about, are we doing what God has told us to do? Before we get ready to end this hour, take a few minutes, brothers, and answer that question for yourselves. Are you doing what God told you to do? How about you, Pastor Jackson? Pastor Jackson, unmute.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. You know, the thing about it is, and I'm going to use scripture. That's the only thing I can use. All have fallen short of the glory of God. You know, a lot of times, even the mightiest of the mighty, you know, men and women of God fall short. Even Paul said, when I desired to do right, evil was ever present. Things that I knew to do, I found myself not doing, but the things that I knew not to do, I found myself doing. So sometimes we will allow, and I'm speaking me, I'm going to just say, I will allow distractions to come upon me, you know, in my physical body, to the point where, you know, I'll be like, well, I'll do this later when God is showing me to do it now. But then I go into prayer and I ask God to strengthen me. And, you know, I get up and be about my Father's business. A lot of times, we don't feel like doing things. I'm just keeping it real. We may not feel like doing a thing. Just got caught up in the things of the world. Got caught up in the things of the world and say, well, Lord, I'm going to just lay down for a little while and I'll get up and do it after a while, you know. But I find myself being convicted. I find myself being mad at myself because I feel like I've let God down. And God has never failed me. And we have to be mindful of the things that we say. I was listening to this song, and I'm sure y'all have heard this before. I think it's Donnie McCorkland. I'm not sure, but it said, he's never failed me yet. And a lot of times we have to be mindful of what we allow ourselves to absorb, because by saying he's never failed me yet, are you looking forward to him to fail you? Are you thinking that he's able to fail when he can do anything but fail? But a lot of times, like I say, I find myself being convicted, and I get up and do. I get up and press. I get up and pray. I get up and encourage. You know, even when I don't feel like it, because I want God to say when I called on him, he answered the call. When I told him to do something, I asked him to do something, he did it. So when he called on me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that for him. But nevertheless, not my will, but his will. And like you just said, God's timing is everything. He's always on time. Whether we believe it or not, he's always on time. So we have to stop allowing things to try to distract us, especially when, you know, you look on your left shoulder, you got the devil, you look on your right shoulder, you got the Jesus or the angel, and they are like at battle, at war, said, you do this, you need to do this, don't do this. So we got to stop letting things outweigh the spirit of God when it comes to being on our assignment. We have to shake those things off. We have to take it off and keep it moving for God. Because we want God to come on time for us, so we need to be on time for him. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Melvin, are you on your assignment,
yes, sir?
Powerful
yes,
testimony,
sir.
Testimony time. I'll take a few minutes, sir, as we get ready to go on top of the hour. Are you on your assignment, or are you doing what God told you to do?
Yes, sir. Since you said that, Powerful, just yesterday, I was talking with a lady, a relative of mine, and she's struggling, and she had an idea, you know, and it came upon her spirit, and she was very hesitant about moving on that. And just, I mean, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit was. And I told her, I said, look, you're thinking about it right now. Make that your first. I think it was past business hours because I couldn't do nothing about it. Write it down. Make that the first thing on your agenda. Because usually when your mind speaks, you are trying to be Christ. And Pastor Jackson said, and I wrote it down, you know there is something you need to do. And you put it off. Now, this is what Satan comes in. Satan got you to put it off. Now, Satan wants you to forget it. So that idea is gone.
Amen.
what I'm trying to show you is the characteristic of Satan, and that's where I'm sitting. I told Pastor Jackson that this rascal, you got to know how he moves, when he moves. And you know, if he moves on a thought that you have and you put it off, you got to, like the old folks say, you bet your bottom dollar it's a good move. But Satan got you to put it off. Now he wants you to forget it. Do it now. When the idea comes, do it now. And with that lady, I'm hoping she went on this. She said, oh, man, you know, that is right. I know that's right. What she said was great. But if she didn't do it, when I talked to her, hopefully she'll put me in the truth. Satan won. I'm sorry to tell you that. No, I'm not sorry. I'm happy to tell you. Satan won. It's a battle. Satan already lost the war. But he's trying to do anything he can because he's got to serve your God. He's going to fight anything that's good. Come on, your mind. Come on, preach this thing. When he's trying to move.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Pastor Joseph, are you doing what God told you to do, sir? You on your assignment?
Amen. I just love the holiness. It's so beautiful. The Bible says walking the beauty of holiness. And, you know, whenever you see somebody walking in the beauty of holiness, it's so beautiful because it's the most beautiful thing on earth. And also in heaven. And what I love about it, that this beauty, it comes from God to man through his son, Jesus Christ. And the beauty, he gave it to those that repent from their sins, you know, and trust Christ. And it's just such a privilege because as Breaking Chains last week, I found out that the core of it is love. You know, that's why the apostle said that we may increase and abound in love, that we may be established in our heart, blameless and holiness. But the core of it is just loving God and loving others. You know, just walking in the beauty of holiness. It's a challenge. It's a battle. And I think that's the position God has us instead of other people in different positions, you know, in the bedroom all the time. But just on the battlefield fighting, walking the beauty of holiness, it's an honor to find people like that. Amen.
Amen.
I think that's the right position to be in. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. I want to thank the brothers for those powerful testimonies because you just don't know someone's life had some chains broken as y'all spoke because you touched some spirits and some, you know, touched somebody's soul out there. And those evil spirits had to get away from because they cried out to the Lord as you were speaking. So God bless you, powerful men of God. Am I on my assignment? Am I doing what God told me? It took me a long time to get here. I can tell you that. It wasn't easy. Drugs, alcohol, women, streets, money, evil, darkness. It wasn't easy. It took time. But am I doing it? Am I doing what God told me? I would love to. I want to tell you, yes, I am. I would love to know that God feels the same way because I want to please him. But I would tell you that for us to come on here every day when the brothers are here, it's not an easy task. Pastor Jackson told you, don't always want to do it. But he ain't gave up on me, so I can't give up on him.
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
He hadn't turned his back on me, so I won't turn my back on him.
My Lord, amen.
I told him, send me, I'll go, so here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am. And I give all honor, glory, and praise to God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Because without them, there will be no me.
Preacher.
So I thank God. I keep the faith because I have nothing else. Because if I don't have faith,
I can't please him. Because that's what the scripture says.
And
brothers and sisters, understand what God says. God means what he says. He says without faith it is impossible to please him. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Our advice to you, I know we touch and agree in the spirit. Seek him. Call on his name. Look for him. Pick up the word and learn all about him and you. Keep your faith. Time for us to take a break. Going to the top of the hour. Thank you for turning us on, joining us tonight. It's Break Your Chains right here on YET Radio. Get involved, 858-357-9137. I need you to keep the faith. Keep the faith, brothers and sisters. Please. Bask in his presence. It's YET Radio. Break Your Chains.
When you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
You hold on.
Keep the faith, y'all.
Tell somebody on your road. Say,
we're out to it.
Tell somebody victory is yours. You're gonna make it.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAC Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAC Radio.
My. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, right here on YAC Radio. Let me tell you something. I got to pull myself together here, man. If that song right there don't hit your heart, touch your spirit, and let you know that the Lord is there, yeah, God got your back. You know, he ain't going nowhere. He told you that he'll never leave nor forsake you. You know what I'm saying? We got to do our part. Listen. Y'all remember when Mike Tyson was in his prime, Young Buck, you know what I'm saying, knocking everybody's head off their shoulders, first round, fight over, you know what I'm saying, it was over. So I want you to think about something. You remember now, Iron Mike was his name, knocking jaws crooked, you know what I'm saying, teeth being swallowed, you know, just knocking them. So think about this right here. The Son of Man, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, getting up out the grave with all power in his hand, going to hell to take back something that was stolen. What you think took place? Iron Jesus went down there and knocked teeth out, knocked heads off shoulders. But listen to me. I'm just a funny scenario for you for a second. You know what I'm saying? Something that you saw with your own eyes in Iron Mike, and I want to just give you just something. We don't know how it went down. You understand what I'm saying? We're not there, but we know that we are here, so we know it happened. You didn't even get that right there. You
hey, understand? Man, go ahead.
By you being here today, proves that it took place on yesterday. Cause remember now, a thousand years is but a day to him.
It's like a day. Come on.
Okay. So officially, how long Jesus been gone?
2000.
It ain't been 3 days yet. Ain't been 3 days yet. Because 3 days will be 3,000 years. We in 2021. So you ain't get that either. You ain't get that either. You wasn't good in math.
Come on.
Okay. Okay. Listen to me. All I'm trying to say to you, victory is already yours. The enemy was already defeated. The fight was already won. You can go to the ring while everybody in the arena looking at you like you a fool, because you walk into the ring for your fight already in your suit to go with the belt around your waist already.
It's a fixed fight, and we already won.
You just got to go and show up for your audience, for your enemies, because he prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. How you think you going to go get it? When you receive it, won't that be a royal move? Anyway, you ain't paying attention. You're not paying attention to listen, let me tell you something. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." It says plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. What does prosper mean to you? What does giving you hope and a future mean to you? What does it mean when someone says, I'm not going to harm you? All right, man. Let's jump in this aisle, man. Everybody sleep. It's after 9 where I am. So you catch it. It'll be in archives. Listen to it later when you wake up. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to keep the faith. I am going to keep working for the Lord. I am going to keep doing what is told of me to do. You know what I'm saying? I accepted the assignment. No matter how hard it is. No matter how hard it is. How hard it seems. I know that God got my back. I know that God. Listen, let me tell you something. If not one person come on this radio, I'm going to be here. You know what I'm saying? If God will, I will be here. Period. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to represent the kingdom, and I'm going to represent my brothers and my sisters. So as we step into this second hour, I want to get ready to jump into our 2-minute warning. I'm ready to throw some stuff at y'all. So take your gloves off. Put your brass knuckles on. Let's get ready. Turn up. It's time to bust some heads. People about to get mad. So, you know what I'm saying? Lord, protect us. Put the head of protection around us in the name of Jesus. All right, y'all. Let's jump in. Here we go. First thing I want to throw out there. When I read to you earlier about in Hebrews, was it chapter 6, when I was saying that it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, you know, tasted the heavenly gift, you know what I'm saying, have turned into liars and manipulators and, as Pastor Jackson called them, pulpit pimps and you know what I'm saying, they just, you know, like a bad taste in your mouth. You know, and listen, I'm not talking to the true men and women of God. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about the false prophets and the liars and the manipulators and the deceivers. I'm talking to you right now, you know, that have allowed the spirit of the enemy to overtake you, to jump on you, and to pull you away from the true word of God. You say you know the word. The devil know the word, but you can't use the power of the word of God against nothing for nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Period. All right. So first thing, here we go. Why are we continuing to allow these false prophets to lie and manipulate and deceive the people? And we know who they are. And we, as the true men and women of God, do not come in unified front and do away with these things, because God has told us and given us an assignment already. Why aren't we doing what we're supposed to do when it comes to that right there? Pastor Jackson, starting with you, 2 minutes start right now, break chain.
In the name of Jesus, you know, it's a sad thing what you're saying, because we're supposed to be calling these spirits out and not just calling the spirits out, because the word of God said, if you, when you confront, you know, you take somebody with you, and if they don't hear you, you take it to the church. But see, it's time to start. The word of God also let us know that if they continue to do this, then we have the authority from God to call them out openly. And no one is calling these people out openly. You know,
I call them out every day on Facebook. I haven't attached a name to them, but I'm calling them out because enough is enough and too much is ridiculous. Too many people are going to hell every day because of lying preachers. And I'm going to just say it like it is. They telling people what they want to hear to make it into the world instead of what they need to know to make it into the kingdom of heaven. They're fighting with the enemy. They're claiming God. So how can you claim God and continue to speak to the enemy? And it's time to call them out. Call them out because God, the word of God says so. It's time to call them out openly. And why? Because others will think twice before they try to do that same crap that they are doing. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much for that. All right. All right, Elder Melvin, same question. Going into you now, sir. While we continue to allow these things to go on, when we see it, we know it, and we don't do nothing, we don't say nothing, we just turn our back like, you know, it don't matter. Why are we doing that? Your 2 minutes starting now. Break change.
Well, a lot of time stuff like that is allowed because we want. And when it's given to you from the leader, that's what he wants. Many times the leader is doing the same thing. And many times the truth is not addressed simply because, see, the church is the building, the sanctuary. Everything is so commercialized now. We got to outdo the other church. I'm telling you, I've been there a long time playing that music. It's just a competitive complaint. You know? God's word, you know what I mean, it preaches. But it's like there is no, it's not doing nothing because our mind, even the officials of the church, is trying to get this done. Oh, we got the anniversary time. We need to get this done. But I never hear, let's go out and take. And we used to have a benevolent years ago, they call it the sick office. That office was supposed to be taken and taken until the thick that day. I've seen churches send that off and put them in the bank. I saw this pastor. That's wrong. That's supposed to go to the sick and the afflicted. Each Sunday, a deacon is supposed to take it. They don't do that no more. So we have gotten out of sync when we come to him, to his own. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. All right. Pastor Joseph, throwing the mic over to you, sir. Same question. Why aren't we standing up saying something, doing something about what's going on with these situations? That's going on in God's house. We see it. Why aren't we doing anything? Your 2 minutes starting now, sir. Break chain.
Yes, sir. I'd like to take what you were saying about faith. Faith sometimes make us look out of the box, just like Noah. You know, God told him to build an ark. And, you know, it's like God telling us to build a spaceship right now. Sometimes it make us look weird and things of that nature. But the fear of the Lord, whenever it's took out of the household, it is not the center in school. You know, people don't have no direction. Noah, he reverenced God. So he did the will of God. He had direction. He was able to stay in line because of the reverence of God, the fear of God that was on him. And sometimes when we do stuff by faith, it may seem weird and people might say, man, you crazy, this and that. But that's what faith is. Faith is supernatural. God is a supernatural God. It just encourages people, hey, keep stepping out on faith. Even if it seems, you know, however, keep stepping out on faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you, brothers, for those comments, your answers to that question. Let me make my comment on that. What everybody's saying is very powerful. You know, we got to stop being those little monkeys sitting on the shelf. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And we need to look at that at those three monkeys in some different. In a different light. We can stop looking at it. You know what I'm saying? I looked at those monkeys as if that's something that we should not be. We shouldn't allow our eyes to intake the evil of the world to get in our souls. We shouldn't allow the evil of the world to get into our ears to hear the evil of the world. And we shouldn't speak evil out of our mouths. But now it's like those monkeys are taking on a different thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it, I don't hear it, and I ain't got nothing to say about it. Did you hear how I said that? Ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't affecting me and my family. So
we got to get away from that mentality so that we become a better people. If we become a better people, we become a better community, and then our neighborhoods can come back and stop being hoods. You understand what I'm saying? We can get to a better place. It takes us. You know what I'm saying? So when I say it takes us, that leads to the next thing. The church being the most powerful entity on the earth, is the church fulfilling its responsibilities and duties that were coming in us in the New Testament expressly by way of the Great Commission? Are we on our assignment? Pastor Jackson, your 2 minutes start now, sir. Go get a break things.
Praise God. You know, a lot of people are doing what God has called them to do, but a lot of people have been deceived. Just like you were saying earlier, a lot of people have turned away from God. They've turned away from God because, you know, it's like distraction, deception, manipulation. You know, the church, thank God, the body of Christ. So I'm talking about the church. That's man's hand, not the temple of God. The church has become corporate. You know, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of being paid out. You know, the things that we're supposed to be confronting in the world is taking place in the church. And people are sitting idly by, sitting under, let us put the disclaimer out, under ministers that got first men as where our first lady should be. And I'm just keeping it real because I've seen it. And the thing about it is, too many people are allowing it to take place. You should not be, swear to God says, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. You know? And that's the bottom line. Too many people are being conformed of this world and not being transformed by the renewing of their mind. Just because the government says it's okay, just because corporations say it's okay, when God says not, it's an abomination of desolation against God, then it's not okay with me, and it shouldn't be okay with you, all the world. And that's the bottom line. Come out from amongst them and be ye separate.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Powerful words. Powerful words. All right. Elder Melvin, coming to you, sir. Same question. You know, as the church, are we on our assignment? Are we doing what thus says the Lord? Your 2 minutes start now, sir. Break chains.
Look, I mean, people, I can't take it away from every church, because I haven't been to every church. I'm not going to put myself in that category. Let's go back to walking in the Spirit. That is a habitual lifestyle. Walking means progress. I'm seeing a lot of retrogression. I think I said that right. And I'm seeing it right here in the community. I don't have to go to around the world. I can see it right here in the community. I'm stepping along with proclaiming Christ, but we're not living it. And you know what I need to close out with is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. And I'm studying that thing to make sure that I'm where he wants me to be. If I drop an apple, I want you to get an apple. I don't want you to get a lemon, I'll drop the apple. I'm just saying that symbolically speaking. We have to have this habitual lifestyle every day. And the harvest is coming, but the labor's off you. That's good after that. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. All right, Pastor Joseph, throwing the microphone to you, sir. We as the church, the most powerful entity on this earth, are we on our assignment? Are we doing our job?
Wow. Yes, I'd just like to say the presence of God, it flows through us. We are the temple, just like we are followers of Jesus Christ. And that's really how his presence get here, you know, get to the world through us by, you know, living upright, raising the standard of holiness. But a lot of people in the world, they don't think they daughters and sons of God. And so they get a little glimpse of eternal life. So they don't
when they get when they turn back to God, they don't automatically feel activated with a perfect relationship. But what we come in handy at, we wake them up. Sometimes you got to wake people out. They sleep. Fire. Wake up. And, you know, we wake them up. And that helps them to get a sense of reality. Hey, man, this thing is for real. So every ministering help, you know, help wakes them up. We might not able to get them in that perfect relationship right then because it takes time, but it will help wake them up as we minister the word to them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So true. So true. God bless. Definitely got to minister the word to them. But it was something we brought up, I think, Pastor Jackson and I talked about it off mic. But it was about getting on one accord. If we can get on one accord, because something so many different entities of church have popped up and going on everywhere that we tend to forget what the scriptures say. There's one Lord, one church, one baptism. So why are we so separate? How did we get separated like that? And why are we so separate? And that's going to be my next question. But thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just gave me that question. You know, but here's my thing right here. Pastor Jack said something about competition, competing. Let me ask you something. How can you be competing against someone for something that don't even exist? Did you hear what I asked you? How are you competing with someone for something that does not exist? The competition is only real in your little mind. I know more than him. You're trying to gain stripes on your robe to prove a point. To who?
From man.
To who? Listen. You wear this fancy hat and these stripes on your arm, and I ain't never seen you in the streets with the
sick. Lord have mercy. For walls.
So what purpose does it serve? Pastor Jackson, what was that question I just threw out there?
man.
Listen.
You know, it's sad that it's come to this. And I don't know if this is 2 minutes, but it's sad that it's come to this because
we're still in 2 minutes.
The bottom line is so many people are being led to hell. The blind leading the blind. The stupid leading the ignorant. You know, the pride of leading those with ego. People that have a greater platform are not being about God's business because they've been paid that hush money. You know, they've been paid to shut up. And then not only that, Pastor, we have to look at two other type of people, sons and daughters of perdition. They're just destined for hell. And they're trying to take as many people with them as they can. Misery loves company. You know, Satan, he know where he's going. So he's going to deceive as many people as he can and draw them in with whatever it takes. He can only present it to them. It's up to them to deny it or receive it. So many people are trying to receive things that can benefit them in the world, but don't have no meaning, no significance in the kingdom or in hell.
My God. No meaning, period. Nothing. Listen, Elder Melvin, I want to throw something at you now. I want to throw this at you. You've been here longer than us. You've seen a lot going on. And I need you to sum this up in your 2 minutes because, you know what I'm saying, you got a story to tell, but I just need a question answered. Yesterday to today, you know what I'm saying, doing that the during the 60s and where we are today, do you feel that there would be another a surge of leaders like that to step on the scene to make noise for the people? 2 minutes, sir. Break chains on that.
I think I'm getting this another leader step on the scene to make noise for the people like the ones did back in our days.
Yes.
The minister, the leaders back then, they, we look at education, they knew how to reach their people. And I'm telling you, those people were Christian people. You know, it's amazing. They didn't have no technology, no car, no truck, no... They didn't have nothing. But man, did they stick together. They stick together. 13, 14, 15, 16 children. Nobody never went without a meal. My dad used to tell us, oh, those are your Sunday. Those are your Sunday clothes. We didn't wear them clothes. That's the way we respected God. Just like a choir robe. You don't put on a choir robe and walk up and down the street. Clothes that my dad bought us for worshiping the Lord in, we did not wear those clothes. People not in the church. I see men with holes on in jeans and stuff. No, you come to the Lord. When you go before the Lord, you're supposed to go with your best. Oh, and the other people in the church, they ain't got that. Help them get it. That's all you got to do. You wear minister, you wear your best. You got some people down there that don't dress too well, go in your pocket and take them men to church, take those men to the store and go shop for them. Steward as women, go take them girls to the store and go shop for them. Get them some Sunday to go to meet and clothes. We need to go back to the altar and stay down on our knees until we get the Holy Ghost power once again. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Pastor Jones, I'm going to throw one at you now. When you're out there, and we talked about it, I think I brought this up the other night. I want to ask you because, you know what I'm saying, you go in different places. I see, you know, you Waymaker and all Slim Breeze and Young Preacher and you know, all of them out there everywhere, Divine Purpose. You're moving around doing, making the music for the Lord and everything. So when you're out there, are you seeing the presence of the Lord and the movement of the kingdom of God? And they accept, and I'm not talking about just at a spiritual event. I'm just talking about when you out there evangelizing too. Do you see the spirit of the Lord moving? Do you see the work of the Lord taking place?
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. In so many ways, it's God. He's so unique. He's just so unique in how he operates, and it's just so beautiful. Just loving God and just loving people. But what I notice a lot is just the value of the Word of God. How just people are just the standard has been dropped so low, you know, for the Word of God. And so just raising the standard and raising the value on the Word of God, my main focus to stir people up to value the Word of God so we can benefit from it. But yes, sir, but as we continue to value the Word of God, it will manifest. You know, God, he did great things. I was in a wheelchair. Doctor said I'd never walk again. Now I'm walking and ministering in the Word of God. But the Word of God is still working, and he's still doing great things. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God bless you, sir. That was a good one. That was a good one, Pastor. I like that. And the wheelchair. And got off the wheel and got on my feet. Come on, boy. I'm with you on that one, Pastor, because I was on a walker and a cane since 05. I'm walking without both of them now on my
glory
feet.
To
and
God.
My,
glory to God. You know, it's something because, you know, there's a lot going on, and those testimonies and the things that your brother spit out of your mouth are breaking chains for people. You know what I'm saying? When God's movement is felt, he said that the heavens shake. You know what I'm saying? The earth. You know what I'm saying? It rumbles. You know what I'm saying? He makes things move, and you
we have to make sure that we understand that we represent God down here now. We represent the kingdom of God. We need to realize who we are, and we need to walk in that dominion and authority and be who God called us to be. We're going to take a quick break and come back now.
Man.
My soul, under construction. This world is headed for destruction, headed for destruction. My soul, under construction.
Slurring and you stand up on it. He is the potter, I'm the clay. Shake me till I smooth out. Put me in the fight, I will mirror your reflection. I say reflection, I mean it when I say it. His word will never fail, was created in his image. See my father put within me all that's needed to never be defeated, so I'll never be defeated. No, he has our power, so why you plan? Prosperity and blessings is all that's in his plan for me. It's true, my soul reconstructed by you, Lord, yes.
My soul, under construction. This world is one, headed for destruction, headed for destruction. My soul, under construction. Thinking about it, living body. Ask your people about me, by the dollar. We came from the bottom, trying to get a bottom. Don't know who to follow, so they don't know who to follow. Never learned to swim, so we drown sorrows in a heated bottle. Running from our problems, but we headed for destruction. Acknowledge God, but deny his power and instruction. He lives in me, delivers me, remove the veil, now I can see. We live in hell for us, I can see, but not according to prophecy. We gotta do better, cause I know we can. We gotta choose who you gon' serve. Is it God or man? You knew better, you do better. That's all I'm saying. Keep seeking, keep fasting, and always praying. My soul, under construction. This world is one, headed for destruction, headed for destruction. My soul, under construction.
Love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Amen.
Pastor Bill, I can hear you. I don't know what's happening. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus.
Anybody can hear me?
Can you now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know what was going on, man. We just going to jump in this kind of way. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rebuke that devil. I ain't worried about that. Listen.
In the name of...
That song right there, man, just lets us know that, you know, God is constantly working on us. Every morning that you wake up, God is doing a work with you. Just remember that, you know, just keep your faith, man. Pastor Jackson, let's get your final comment, sir. Go ahead.
You know, sir, you said something earlier, and you just said it right then. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, because the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. He want to steal your joy. He want to kill your faith in God, and he want to destroy your relationship with God by any means necessary. So keep the faith. And keep on your assignment, no matter what's going on around you. Keep the faith and stay on your assignment, because if the enemy wants to catch you off guard when Jesus comes. So keep the faith and stay on your assignment, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like. Know that God has a master plan already put in place. In Jesus' name, I love you all, and God's continued blessings upon you and your family.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for that. Just keep the faith, man, I tell you. You know, things jump out at you. Things happen, you know. And in my headphones, I heard myself, so I didn't even know we lost audio. So I don't even know what happened. You know what I'm saying? But we don't worry about that. I always got that backup plan. God always tell me to be prepared.
Ram in the bush.
Be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared. That ram always in the bush. Man, powerful. All right, Elder Melvin, coming to you, sir. God bless you. Your final comments, please.
First thing we need to do is self. You need to find you. You need to find who is your daddy. Is Satan your daddy, or is my God, my daddy, your daddy? And you can find that in the book of Galatians before you get any kind of foundation. It starts with you, man. Find you. Go to the book of Galatians. Then you go to the mirror after you read Galatians, verse 5, and ask yourself, who am I? Whose side am I on? I guarantee you, if you're true to yourself, you will come up with an answer. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much for that. Pastor Joseph, I'm going to save you for last because I want you to give your final comments and pray us out. So I'm going to, matter of fact, go ahead and give your final comments, but I want you to pray us out tonight after I give my final comment. Go ahead, sir. Final comment.
Yes, sir. Amen. Me, Pastor?
Yeah, go ahead, Pastor Joseph.
Oh, yes, sir. Just want to encourage everybody that worked in that construction zone. It says a lot to me. Continue to work. I know sometimes we don't want to kind of go physical work, but continue to do the best we can. I'll be encouraging my nieces and nephews and young people, you know, to do best of what you can do, you know, dominate your gift. You're telling, you know, in times that we're living in, just do the best we can in Jesus' name. Amen. On our jobs or business, whatever it may be. Amen.
Do your best. Amen. Do your best.
Amen. Everybody out there, just remember, you know, what Jeremiah 29:11 says. God knows the plans he has for you. Just remember that. He got plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. You know what I'm saying? If anything opposite of that is coming your way, it's not of God.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said to you? I just made it simple and plain for you. Anything opposite of prospering you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future, because God said he know the plans he had for you, anything coming up against that, it ain't God. So get away from it. And just keep the faith. Just keep your faith. Just continue to trust in the Lord with everything that you got. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy is always trying to set a trap for you. Study your word so you'll know how to identify him. You'll know what he looks like. You'll know when he's present. Okay? You know what I'm saying? We've all had struggles to get where we are today. Your struggles is not over. So don't wake up in the morning thinking that there's not going to be something that's going to try to come up against you. I'm not trying to speak anything Amen. Negative in your life. I'm just telling you the truth.
Be prepared.
Always be prepared. Stay in the word of God. The scripture tells you to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? You are constantly in prayer.
Always. Amen.
Always. Always. So just remember that. All right. God bless you. Thank you for being here with us tonight. Been powerful, powerful, powerful. It's now time for our Black History honoree for tonight, Mr. Thomas Morris Chester. Thomas Morris Chester is our honoree tonight. Mr. Chester was the only African-American correspondent hired to write for a major daily newspaper during the Civil War. Working for the Philadelphia Press, he covered the activities of African-American troops around Petersburg and Richmond, Virginia. In fact, Chester was on hand when the Confederate capital of Richmond finally fell on April 3rd, 1865. The reporter made his way into the abandoned Confederate House of Representatives, sat down at the speaker's desk, and wrote a dispatch telling of the city's fall. After the war, Chester traveled to England and earned a law degree. He then returned to America, becoming the first African-American to practice law in Louisiana. He dedicated the rest of his career to fighting for civil rights.
Amen.
Mr. Thomas Morris Chester, our Black History honoree tonight. All right, here's your health tip for this evening. Don't forget to exercise, get your stretching in, stretch them muscles, them bones, get them bones. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself. Also, you know what I'm saying? Do you some jumping jacks, some crunches, some sit-ups, some push-ups, and make sure you take care of yourself, man. Really, really, really. Drink 64 ounces of water every day. You don't know what that is? You understand? Get you 8 glasses, put 8 ounces of water in it, drink them. Go get you 4 16-ounce bottles of water, you know what I'm saying, out the store, wherever you got them, drink them. However you put 64 ounces of water in your body, do it every day at a minimum, 64 ounces. Cut back on all the fried foods, eat your fruits, eat your vegetables, and at least give me one day out of the week, become a vegetarian for a day. Don't eat no meats. Just one day. Give me a day so you can take better care of yourself. I need you mentally healthy, physically healthy, and most importantly, I need you spiritually healthy.
Yes.
Praying without ceasing, continue to study the word of God. You know what I'm saying? Get into prayer life. Study. Spend time with him, fasting and praying, because the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effectual in prayer. You better believe it works. Take it from some powerful men of God. We can attest to it right here. You hear me? Just
Amen.
Like that.
Right here.
What a powerful... Brothers, thank you for being here tonight, man. Love y'all. God bless you and your families. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's the Mighty Men of Valor. The brothers sitting around having another conversation, man. Tomorrow, we talking about worldly things that are going on around us. We bringing them to the table. We want you to join us tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We pray that you'll be here. We'll be here. 858-357-9137. Big ups to our overseer, Pastor Dr. LaVert Kemp. Had class tonight. We give love out to him and big ups to him and all our brothers and sisters that wanted to be here, couldn't be here, regardless of where they are. God bless them, love them, and we love you out there, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Pastor Joseph,
Amen.
You don't mind, send your prayers out.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for another day that you have made, full of mercy, grace, and favor. In Jesus' name, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Father God, keep us as the apple of your eye. Keep the women of God all around as the apple of your eye, God. Hide us under the shadows of your wing. Father, we pray for those virtuous women, God. Continue to keep that crown upon their head in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Help them to be, O God, and not be ashamed. Father God, you said in your word, to acknowledge you in all our ways, you shall direct our paths. Father, help us
to acknowledge you in all our ways. In Jesus' name, Father, help us not to be wise in our own eyes, but fear you, Father God, and depart from evil. You said in your word, it'll be help to our body. It'll be help to our bones, God. Help us to honor you, Lord, with our substance. Help us to honor this ministry with our substance, Father. Help us to give you our first fruit and our increase in Jesus' name, God, that we may be filled with plenty. Father God, you said in your word, where there is counsel, hallelujah, God, where there is no counsel, the people will fall. Father God, we thank you for breaking chains where there is counsel. We thank you for the other ministries, and thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for unity, God. Thank you for the multitudes of counsel where there is safety. Father, you said in your word that the wicked, hallelujah, is a snare to itself, Father God. But the wicked, Father God, shall come out of trouble. Father, we decree and declare any trouble that we may have been dealing with, we're coming out now in the name of Jesus. Whatever may be every aspect of our life, anything that's trying to hinder us, Father God, we declare and declare we are more than conquerors into that thing in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said that the wicked work is deceitful work, Father God, but the righteous, hallelujah, there's a sure reward. Father, we thank you for a sure reward for the men of God, the women of God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, for they that sow us righteousness, thank you for every seed that we sow, supernatural seed, Father God. We thank you for a harvest, Father God. We thank you for a sure reward. God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Father, you said he that tried to save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for your sake shall find it. Father, help us continue to find more dimensions in you. In the name of Jesus, we sacrifice our time, our finances, our means, God, to serve you. What is man that you are mindful of us and the Son of Man that you visit us, God? We thank you for visitation. We thank you for encounters. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to bless this ministry. Bless, God, in the name of Jesus, ways that you want to bless in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you said in your word, hallelujah, they that know good and do not good is a sin, God. We don't want to, hallelujah, sin, God. We repent of all our sins, Father. You said they that know to do good and don't do it, it is a sin, God. Help us in every area, even those ways that we miss, God. Help us, God. Cleanse us. Keep us with a pure heart, Father God, from this faith forevermore. Now, Father God, faith, hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. Father, we pray by faith. We speak your word by faith. We come together by faith in the name of Jesus. And we believe, Father God, that you are a ward of those that diligently seek you. Father, help us to continue to diligently seek you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right, preachers, thank you very much. God bless you, man. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Don't forget, everybody out there, we love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Love on each other out there. Love on your families, man. Fix those broken relationships. Get things right out there, all right? You know what I'm saying? You don't know when Christ is going to return. A lot going on, y'all. Wake up. Wake up. Stop playing with God. Get it right. Break chains, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Enough is enough. Say it with me. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
It's a wrap. We breaking chains. We out of here, y'all. Young Adults Talk Live, YAT Radio. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're family. We are dying,
we are dying.
They are lying, hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
I'm just
trying
to be.
Late as I can be,
great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily,
living happily.
But you hurting me,
yeah. You hurting me?
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion. Yeah. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves.
before I love you.
I love you.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
to love through all? Oh. Can you feel the grace,
can
family?
You feel the grace,
to breathe
family.
Another day.
To breathe another day.
That y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make you do it all.
No matter what the cost, we're family.
Yeah, you and me, hey.
People, I love you.
My people, I love.
I love you, my people.
I love
my
you, my
people.
People.
I feel your pain, people.
I feel your pain, people.
We're family. Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the rain and all the suffering. While I say,
oh, time to love each other.
Time to love each other.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.